frustrating is that after a really solid first period, the second period just didn't seem to play and some kind of execution he did in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's pretty evident out there when you, you know, give up the chances in the fashion that we did, breakaways and odd mans, and you know, taking penalties and unnecessary times in the old zone and whatnot. So, you know, a lot of things we preach, and for whatever reason, we didn't want to stick to that game plan. Like you said, we had a good first period and set the tone, didn't get rewarded, but you know, we thought we were just going to go out there in the second and repeat it just by, you know, stepping on the ice. It doesn't work that way, and our group should be better prepared and carry that intensity and that execution for 60.
You've got some really good like periods over the last number of games. The third period of the night was a template of what you guys want to play. Like, what's kind of the challenge of maintaining, like you said, that intensity and making that recipe over a couple different periods?
Yeah, I mean, we just kind of shoot ourselves in the foot with turnovers and forcing plays and trying to you know, keep things alive. And like I said, giving up odd man and breakaways is never going to give you a good chance to win. So it's unfortunate we leave our goalies out to dry there on many occasions. So like I said, it's on us, our group, you know, understanding what our recipe is for success and what's going to give us a chance to win here, you know, coming to us here in the postseason.
Is it more frustrating, Matt, because like you guys know the recipe to success, and then it's tough to bring it over from one period to the next? It'd be different if, you know, you didn't know what it took to get there, but you guys are.
No, I mean, this loss just stings because, like I said, I felt like we kind of beat ourselves. You obviously have to give them credit, and they you know, play a very structured game as well, keep us to the outside a lot, and you know, they capitalize on their looks. We obviously maybe had a handful more, but at the end of the day, they got more on the scoreboard than us. And like I said, we felt like we could have controlled the outcome better. And that's why it's, you know, sting to the lecture tonight.
Vasilevskiy does a great job of building you guys out sometimes when mistakes happen. Like, how much do you guys want to pick him up sometimes too?
We really haven't been nearly good enough in front of him this last stretch. You know, Moose as well. So, like I said, we preach it. We go over things, and you know, we do it at times. But in this league, you got to do it for 60 minutes, three periods, and sometimes even a little extra. So, we've got to keep trying to preach it and find a way to, you know, with that group in that locker room, find a way to get it done.
He had a lot of shots in close that either didn't get to the goalie or when it got to the goalie, he made the save. Is that just one of those nights?
Well, yeah, he always seems to play us pretty strong, and you know, give them credit. They did a good job of letting him see a lot of pucks. We got to fight to take away his eyes a little bit better. Yeah, you know, like I said, you got to keep, you know, you don't get rewarded there in the first period, and you've got to go out and do it again in the same recipe, working hard, not forcing things, taking what's given out there. And, you know, we just tried to force things a little too many times, and it burned us.
Good. Thanks.